Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, poison or whatever, it shall not hurt them. And if they shall, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are the signs that would follow the believers as they would go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as God had commanded them into all the world. Remember, they did not have the Bible at the time. They could not say, turn me to Mark chapter number 16. Jesus said these words. So they're preaching the gospel. How do we know what you're saying, Matthew or Mark or Luke, whoever's preaching? How do we know what you're saying is true? Because they would have the ability to speak in their language. They would have the ability to, I hate to say, take up serpents, because people in, I guess, North Carolina, West Virginia, these hill countries, I guess they still do that, you know, take up serpents. And those people are crazy, by the way. I ain't gonna talk about them, but you read about these guys getting bit by a rattlesnake, I bet you see some, and they don't believe God, and they die. You know, I mean, just anyway. Drink any deadly thing. I don't see any faith healers today drinking strychnine. Ain't amazing they pick and choose things. Okay, anyway. But these are the signs. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Verse number 19. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse number 20. So they, the believers, these apostles, the disciples, went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. And then look at the next phrase. And confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Back in this verse where it says in verse number 22. Wherefore tongues, that signs, the tongues are a sign for them that, not to them that believe, but for them that believe not. Why is that so important? Because in their tongue, that language, they could share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they could hear it in their language, and they could believe what was being spoken. Again, these tongues that we're talking about is not what's going on today. And the word gibberish, the word is barbarians. Paul used that word barbarians. The word barbarians means somebody from a foreign land with a foreign language. Didn't mean they went around chopping people's head off. We think of a barbarian, you know. It just literally meant that they were foreigners with a foreign language. That with that tongue, you could share the gospel with them. It was for them. Not for them that believe, but for the unbelievers. Interesting. But he said, but to them that believe not. But prophesying. The word prophesying, again, it's that they didn't have the word of God, but they spoke forth the word of God. It was for their edification and for their growth. It serveth not for them that believe not, but for those which believe. It confirmed the word for education and edification of the believer. Like what we're doing this morning, I'm not prophesying. I'm just speaking forth the word of God as it is written. Back then, they did not have the written word. So somebody would stand before the congregation, somebody would stand before the assembly and teach them the word of God apart from the word of God. Does that make sense to you? They would speak the word of God without the written word of God. And that's what he is saying. It profited you because of the edification and because of the education they would grow in the Lord. Verse number 23. If therefore the whole church, that whole assembly, the whole church at Corinth, for example, be come together into one place, they're worshiping on a Sunday morning, and all speak with tongues, all speak in this kind of language, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? That word mad, literally in the Greek language. I'm not a Greek scholar by no means, but it's interesting. It's the word, we get the word lunatic from that word. In modern day layman language, you say, they're a bunch of crazy people down there. If they came into those worships, and somebody was telling me, they're here this morning, that they went to a church here a while back. He was invited to go to that church a while back, and they spoke in tongues. And he was a believer. And he said he wanted to get out of there so fast because it was so crazy. Everybody, but a lot of them were speaking in some kind of language. They would say it's heavenly language. Heavenly language, of course, that's a whole other story. But the point is, they're crazy. And that's what the Bible is saying in verse number 23. That the unbelievers are the unlearned people. The word unlearned means not understanding what's being said. Maybe they're believers. They don't understand what are they talking about, you know? That they're saying they are mad. They're lunatic. This would push people away from Christ instead of drawing them to Christ. Wow, I ain't going there no more. So Paul said, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Verse number 24. But if all prophesy, again, so not, and we're going to find out, he's not giving a license for everybody to prophesy at one time. He's just giving them that example. Because again, he didn't say everybody could speak in tongues at one time, because we're going to learn later. It's supposed to be done decently and in order. He's just giving an example that if everybody spoke in tongues, you're crazy. But if everybody prophesied, again, everybody's not going to prophesy. I'm going to find out that you have to do it in order and all. But he's just giving that example. And there come in one that believeth not, an unbeliever. Or one unlearned. They've not yet learned these things. They're learning. He is convinced of all, and he has judged all. The word convinced means he's reproved, he's convicted of his sin. And the word judge means to examine. So the Word of God has the power to bring conviction to the heart of man, to understand the truth of God's Word in order for him to be saved. And that is what Paul was trying to instill in the church at Corinth. It's not the speaking in tongues that would help. It's the prophesying that would help for all the people. Because 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 2, you're very familiar with this verse. Paul's telling young Timothy to preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and then exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Reprove and rebuke speaks to the sin. Exhort with all longsuffering means to encourage. By the way, I mentioned here a week or two ago, don't God's people need encouragement? You know, again, we need to preach about sin, but you have to have a good blend of it. If all anybody ever preach about sin and beat you over the head, he says also exhort. There has to be, is that a good word? Not a compromise, a blend. Y'all help me with a word. Not a compromise. You smart people, what's a good word to put that together? Y'all are about as dumb as me, dumb as rocks. Y'all come up with a word, okay? But anyway, you get the point, all right? And then also doctrine. You need to teach the Word of God. And that's why you're here, by the way, is doctrine. I'm not going to be judgmental, but many churches, they do not teach doctrine.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.